Genesis chapter 47. So Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and said, "My father and my brothers and their flocks, and the oxen and all their belongings, have arrived from the land of Canaan. And here they are in the land of Goshen." And he took 5 men from his collection of brothers, and he presented them to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brothers, "What are your occupations?" And they said to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers." And they said to Pharaoh, "We have come to stay temporarily in the land, for there is no pasture for your servants' flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. So now, please, let your servants stay in the land of Goshen." Then Pharaoh spoke to Joseph and said, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Install your father and your brothers in the best part of the land, and let them stay in the land of Goshen. And if you know of any suitable men among them, appoint them as officials over the cattle that is mine." Then Joseph brought in Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, "How many are the days of the years of your life?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The days of the years of my course of life are 130 years. The days of the years of my life have been few and bad, and they have not reached the days of the years of the life of my fathers, in comparison with the days of their course of life." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from Pharaoh's presence. And Joseph installed his father and his brothers, and he gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best part of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. So Joseph sustained his father and his brothers and the whole household of his father with bread, taking account of the number of little ones. And there was no bread in the whole of the land, for the famine was very severe, and the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan became weary because of the famine. And Joseph collected all the money that was to be found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, in exchange for the grain which they bought. And Joseph brought the money to Pharaoh's house. Then the money from the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan came to an end, and all of Egypt came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in your presence when money has run out?" And Joseph said, "Give me your cattle, and I will give you bread in exchange for your cattle, if the money has run out." So they brought their cattle to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread for horses, and for small cattle, and for bovine cattle, and for donkeys. And he sustained them with bread in exchange for all their cattle in that year. Then that year came to an end, and they came to him in the second year and said to him, "We will not hide the fact from our Lord that our money has run out, as have our stocks of cattle which have gone to our Lord. Nothing remains before our Lord except our body and our land. Why should we die in your sight, both we and our land? Buy us and our land in exchange for bread, so that we and our land become subservient to Pharaoh. And give us seed, so that we live and do not die, and the land does not become desolate." Then Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for each man in Egypt sold his field, for the famine was severe over them, and the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he moved them to the cities, from one end of the territory of Egypt to the other end, except that he did not buy the priests' land, for the priests had a statute from Pharaoh, and they ate by virtue of their statute which Pharaoh had given them, which is why they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Look, today I have bought you and your land for Pharaoh. Here is seed for you, so sow the land. And it will be the case that you will give 1/5 of the produce to Pharaoh, whilst 4/5 will be for yourselves, as seed for the field and for your food, and for those in your houses and for your little ones to eat." And they said, "You have kept us alive. May we find grace in the eyes of our Lord, and we will be servants to Pharaoh." So Joseph made it a statute up to this day over the land of Egypt. 1/5 is for Pharaoh, except that the priest's land alone was not Pharaoh's. And Israel remained in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, and they had their interest in it, and they were fruitful, and they increased greatly. And Jacob lived for 17 years in the land of Egypt, and the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. And when Israel's days were approaching when he would die, he called for his son, for Joseph, and he said to him, If now I have found grace in your sight, put your hand now under my thigh, and do with me what is kind and true. Please do not bury me in Egypt, and I will lie with my fathers, so bring me out of Egypt and bury me in their tomb. And he said, I will act according to your words. And he said, Swear to me. And he swore to him, and Israel bowed on the head of his bed.